Human Strong, presented in partnership with Bayridge Counseling Centers. And now, this week's conversation.
Today, we are speaking with Rebecca Billings, registered psychotherapist, relationship and sexuality therapist. Rebecca specializes in sexual education and communication, infidelity, self-esteem, body image issues, and couples work, just to name a few things. Good morning, Rebecca. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you so much for participating in this with us. So obviously, it can definitely be a difficult subject to approach in counseling. And I think one of the biggest questions that many people want to know is how do they approach this initially? And what are the common roadblocks to intimacy that you have found in your experience?
So one of the biggest roadblocks is a loss of connection. If you're not connected outside the bedroom, it's going to be nearly impossible to connect inside the bedroom. So I always say to people, have some rituals. So you're connecting, you're in touch with each other's feelings, each other's day. And whatever you do, make sure that you have some technology-free time every single night, ideally an hour, but even half hour. And this is where, you know, you could maybe listen to music, go for a walk, cook dinner together, have a glass of wine and chit-chat. Do just about anything, and you can bring in your rituals there, because there's nothing more disconcerting than trying to talk to your partner and they're on their phone. You feel dismissed. You feel insignificant and invisible. And that sends a signal to the brain that tells you to retract, which is not going to help anyone.
Right.
So that's the biggest one if I had to pick one.
Mm-hmm.
The next one I would say is stress. Now, this is a tricky one. I mean, we all know we're stressed out like crazy post-pandemic, more so than ever. People are stressed, they're depressed, they have anxiety, etc. When we're stressed, our cortisol levels go up, and this is the stress hormone. As soon as that happens, blood rushes to the hands and the feet to get us ready for fight flight. And with gentlemen in particular, blood vessels in the nether zones, they constrict, so they can have erectile challenges. In other words, Mother Nature is sort of saying, this is not a good time to have sex. So it shuts everything down. Really important for people to speak to their partners and saying, you know, I'm really stressed out. I haven't reached out to you as much. I'm just not at my best. Because otherwise, the partner thinks that they're being rejected. They have no clue. And heaven forbid, if you're in bedroom together and a guy runs into one of those challenges, most women will think you're not attracted to me. What is happening?
Right.
Another one is unsatisfactory sex life. Like, if it's not fun, why would we want to engage? And this could be anything from, you know, they've just sort of lost the spark, or there's this desire discrepancies. So it sort of puts the kibosh on it. So if it's you want to spruce things up, there's a great thing you can download online. It's called the Yes, No, Maybe list. And there's a series of things from mild to wild. Each party sort of picks their yeses, their nos, and maybes. If there's anything no for either one, you cross it off. You start off with the yeses. And lots of people say, I didn't even think of some of the stuff and it sounded really cool. And then once you've moved through them, if you want to go through the maybes, like what will take this and change it to a yes. For instance, kissing, lots of people say we stop kissing. If you ask your partner, how will you bring it to the yes side? Sometimes something as simple as, you know, brush your teeth. Something that you would be able to say otherwise, right? But just a piece of paper. So it's like, well, you know, if I had to pick, kind of thing. So you can do that.
That's a great way to yeah. talk about things that are a little uncomfortable by
right.
playing a game with it, for sure. That's a great
yes.
idea.
How do you broach that subject anyways? It's like, yeah, well, I'd love to kiss more too, but I think we need to brush our teeth, we need to have fresher breath, and the other partner sort of says, okay, gotcha,
right.
we can do that. And then if people haven't had sex in a long time, it's very difficult to say, okay, we're going to start now. So I suggest sensate focus, which is basically three stages, 2 weeks of non-sexual touching, touching fully clothed, 2 weeks clothes are off, but the touching is still, you know, you avoid the nether zones. And the final 2 weeks, you can touch the nether zones, but penetration is still off. And a lot of couples say this creates safety and closeness and trust building. And men who are having kind of challenges in that area, they really appreciate not to have the pressure of penetration.
Right. Yeah.
So it just makes it so great. And I guess when we're talking about that, we're talking about some of the challenges that men run into. Another thing is sexual dysfunctions and disorders. So dysfunction is when a bodily part is not functioning the way it should.
Right.
So, for instance, you know, erectile challenges or premature challenges, etc. And dysfunctions are, I'm sorry, and disorders are usually psychological, but it can also be hormonal, etc. So for men, the determining factor is if they wake up in the morning with morning erections, that means that this is more than likely psychological. And if they're not, then it's more than likely cardiovascular. It can be a warning sign to say, go get yourself checked out. I've told guys, you know, this is cardiovascular, and the doctor said it's a good thing you came in because you were like a heart attack waiting to happen.
Wow.
So it's really great way of checking. And when you say psychological, it can be resentment. It can be fear of rejection. That's a big one. Guys stop trying, and they also start to feel uncomfortable. And the same goes for women, too. And trauma, which can be for men or women. For women, can also be physical discomfort, emotional disconnect, which can also happen with men. And there's hormonal changes with both men and women.
Of course.
And if there's been any kind of betrayal trauma or sexual trauma, these are all things that you need to work with someone who specializes in. And so a certified sex therapist, you have to work with someone like that. It's really critical to get those things checked out. And the other thing along the same lines I just wanted to mention was impact of substances. So anything from drinking to smoking, to having too much smoking, smoking too much pot, which is interesting, because if you're just having little, some people say I mellow out, it's easier, get in the mood. But if you have too much, it can cause all sorts of desire and performance issues. And there then various medications, many antidepressants like Paxil, Prozac, Zoloft, various SSRIs, blood pressure meds, certain cancer meds, birth control pill, beta blockers, opioids, antipsychotics, like the list goes on and on and on.
Right.
If you are on medication and you notice that, sad as it is, your doctor's never going to say how are things in the bedroom. I don't know why.
Right.
They talk about other below-the-belt issues, but they never ask that. So it's up to you to say, you know, there have been challenges with libido or actual functioning in the bedroom. And there's always other agents that can be substituted, or they can prescribe a second thing that counteracts those things. So talk about it. Talk about it with your doctor. Talk about it with your partner, especially your partner, and do a little bit of research.
Definitely. Those are wonderful points. And it's so good that we're talking about it, because it needs to be talked about. And there clearly can be so many issues that factor in. And you've really listed off so many for people to think about if they are having any issues. And with your help, it really shows that they can get back on track for sure. There's hope.
Absolutely. And I always say there's no dead-ends. There might be roadblocks, and a therapist can help you work around it. Your sex life may look a little different at times, but you can definitely work around it and be intimate. Some people will say, oh my gosh, we're like teenagers again. How cool is that?
Well, Rebecca, thank you so much for talking with us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for the opportunity to discuss something so, so critical.
We've been talking with Rebecca Billings, a registered psychotherapist, relationship and sexuality therapist.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Human Strong. Remember, we're all in this together. We are Human Strong.